Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbine has the day off, and that means Kimberly Ilacqua's with us. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Ted.
That was a nice surprise. It's always good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
So we just had the cubby chase this past weekend, and I know everybody's still totaling up all the final numbers and everything, but I did the water station with our Geneva Rotarians. And it looked like a lot of people and a lot of people having fun.
We did. We had a great turnout for this year's Cubby Chase. We had over 100 people sign up that I do know for the Color Mile Run for the kids. So that was a great turnout. We had the 10K and the 5K. Thank you and the rest of the Geneva Rotarians for doing the water station. It's very much appreciated. We wouldn't be able to do this event without all the volunteers and the community support that we get. So thank you very much for doing that. And we were lucked out with such a beautiful day for the race.
It's fun to watch the runners come by because first, you know, you see the serious runners and they don't need any water and they're just focused, and then you get the big pack kind of in the middle, and then you get the people at the end, you get the stroller moms and the people that are walking it, and it's just, it's great to see everybody get out and do it. And I will say that people were very, very thankful. I mean, we had just dozens of people say thank you for handing out water as they went by.
I tell you, I look forward to seeing the water station when I come around that corner, so thank you very much.
I didn't see you.
That was so fast.
Wow, you must. Oh, no kidding.
Not really.
I can't believe I missed you. So congratulations to everybody, and of course it goes to the Jim Dooley Early Learning Center.
As well as Ontario Yates ARC.
Right. Oh, right, right. Yes, that's true. ARC is also a part of it this year. So we have another first-time visitor with us this time.
Yes. Today we have Mary Olmsted. She's a registered nurse, and she's the manager for our occupational health program. Mary has been an RN for over 40 years. She graduated from Willard Psychiatric Center School of Nursing. She has worked in the OR, the ER, and the Med-Surg program before starting at Life Care Medical Associates as an office nurse in 1987. Mary has worked with Life Care, Occupational Health, and Nursing Management for more than 25 years and also has been responsible for safety, education, training, and employee health for Life Care. As the occupational health manager, she oversees all of the occupational physicals and related testing, including drug and alcohol testing, autotrometry, and pulmonary function testing. Mary is responsible for marketing services, setting up accounts, managing multiple random drug and alcohol testing consortia, and assisting with OSHA and other regulatory compliance.
So. Well, Mary, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Normally, the first thing I do is ask all about the person, but I think Kim took care of most of that. So where are you from originally?
Seneca Falls.
Okay, so you're a local person. Did you pretty much know very early on you wanted to be in healthcare?
Yes. Yes, I had a cousin who was a nurse, and she was a favorite of mine, and I actually went to the same nursing school she did, and it's just always been in me.
So what drew you into this particular field, occupational medicine?
Well, I was an office nurse when we first started, and we started to get more and more requests from people. Can you do a physical for my job? Employers were starting to ask, can you help us out with workers' compensation, with our employee health and safety? And there really wasn't another facility nearby that was providing that. So our boss at the time became interested in it and said, hey, how would you like to work with me on developing this occupational health program? So I said, sure. And over the years, we learned together. We were fortunate to be able to connect with an occupational health program in Rochester, and they were willing to let us learn. And I found it interesting and challenging. And we really saw a big need in the area, so people didn't have to travel 60 miles to get there.
It's a very wide-ranging field. I mean, all the different things. I mean, it's something, I mean, medicine's, I guess, always that way. There's something different every day, but especially in what you do.
Yes, absolutely. There's all the preventive end physicals that companies need to do, sometimes for compliance with regulations and sometimes just because they want to ensure the health of their workforce. And then there's the whole surveillance end, which is once you start a job, what are you exposed to? What might it do? And what might we need to look for over the years to make sure you continue to be healthy and are able to do the job? And then there's the end of someone unfortunately could get hurt or ill, and then you have to help them get back to a healthy, safe way to do their job again. So
then do you have a lot of corporate work where a company contracts with you and sends all of their new hires, for example, for physicals or drug screening or whatever? Is it
yes.
A lot of that type of work?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we also have a lot of independent people, especially in the DOT world. There are lots of regulations surrounding commercial motor vehicle drivers, from physical requirements to drug and alcohol testing requirements. And sometimes those regulations are hard to navigate and figure out, and they need a little bit of help. We don't necessarily know all the answers, but we usually know who to contact to get those answers at the state or federal level if we need to. So there to help.
One of the things that falls under occupational medicine, I didn't realize this, is smoking cessation. Is what's the latest, what works, I guess? You know, everybody's tried a million things, and some things work, some things don't.
Yeah.
What is medical science telling us is the best? Well, is there a best way, or is it different for everybody?
I think it varies from person to person. Certainly, you have to start with the person's motivation and why do they want to do this, you know, because someone else is telling them they should, or because they really want to be healthier than they are. And so I think that's always the best starting out point. Someone's really has the desire to be healthier. And then from there, there are all sorts of support groups. There are medications that can be prescribed. So, and from a workforce perspective, it's one of the programs that often employers will offer, because they want to provide a health program for their, a wellness program for their workforce, and it's a good one to start with, because smoking does so adversely affect so many areas of your health.
What about electronic cigarettes? Are they a safer alternative at all, or are they kind of a false alternative that's being offered to people?
Well, I'm no expert in that area, certainly, but I think it gives people a false sense that it's better for them than conventional cigarettes. But they still contain chemicals that are altering your body in some way. So certainly, our recommendation would be not to use them any more than we would recommend using regular cigarettes.
Now, one of the things that you do in terms of companies is you'll actually go in and do worksite evaluations. So is that are you checking for safety hazards and things, or exposure to dangerous chemicals or fumes or whatever, or is it all of that?
We don't particularly do evaluations of the work environment from that perspective. When we go to a work environment, we're there more from the medical perspective, that we want to see what are these jobs that people are doing, what are the essential functions that they're having to perform over and over again, so that we have that frame of reference when they come in and say, oh, I don't know, for example, I operate a drill press. Well, most people might think of a drill press as a little machine that sits on a countertop, but some of these drill presses can be nearly the size of this room. And so then you can understand why someone's shoulder might hurt if they're having to reach and pull that much all day. So we go looking for what are they doing. So when we evaluate them, do we think they're capable of doing that job? Or if they've been injured, we can understand how they got injured doing that.
So is some of what you do involved in things like ergonomics? Do you take a look and recommend to a company, you know, maybe if this machine were placed lower or higher or whatever,
right,
that you'd have a safer workplace or less chance of a repetitive strain injury or something like that?
Right. Those type of evaluations are one of the services that we would coordinate and partner with the physical and occupational therapy departments at Finger Lakes Health. They're very aggressively working on a program to provide that service, as well as functional capacity evaluations and work hardening programs to try and keep your population healthy to begin with, or help them get back to health if they've already been injured.
So do you work with people coming off of surgery, going into rehab, and get them started out down the PT, OT path? Or?
Right. We don't at Life Care, but as I said, the therapy department at the hospital would step in for that.
So do you? Is there a lot of state licensing and things that you have to go through to be authorized to do some of these things and to certify, for example, to the Department of Transportation that, yes, this guy's safe to drive a truck or whatever?
Yes. Yes. We have five providers currently in our office, and there are also three, I believe, at Seneca Family Health who are what they call certified medical examiners under Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration regulations. So, yes, they have to take courses, become certified in order to be able to perform that physical.
Well, it's a fascinating, wide-ranging field, and thanks for sharing it with us. A lot of it that I never would have thought of in terms of working with corporations and things and work site safety. So thanks for sharing your story.
Well, thank you for having me. And I have to say I've met so many great people over the years this way. And I've learned as much from them as I think they've gleaned from us. So I appreciate the community's trust in Life Care to provide that service for them. And I hope that we keep going for many years to come.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. And I'm sure we'll talk again. Kimberly, thank you. Always good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Oh, I turned your microphone off. There we go.
Nice to see you too, Ted. Can I add real quick?
Sure.
Next week, we will have people from our occupational health program out at Farm Days. So if anyone wants to come out and meet them, ask questions. And also this fall, we'll be doing a Dine and Discuss breakfast with occupational health as another opportunity for employers to come out and learn more about our program.
All right. Excellent. So maybe we'll see you out there. We're doing some broadcasts at Farm Days. Thanks for this, as always.
Thanks, Ted.
FLHealth.org is the website as we get healthy with Finger Lakes Health at 8:50 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.
CEO Radio. I'm Ray Hahn.